All right, everyone, we will get started. We will do the joint review board special meeting of the Madison Street TIF District here first. Call the meeting to order at 6:01 p.m. I'll go through the roll call of the members. If you could just state your name for the record, I would appreciate it. Village of River Forest, Matt Walsh, Village Administrator. County of Cook. River Forest Township.
John Beckfar, River Forest Township Supervisor.
Triton College District 504.
Derek Institution.
All right. River Forest Public School District 90. Oak Park River Forest High School District 200.
Tony Arbogast.
Thank you. River Forest Park District. And our public member.
Constant Poitras.
I'm sorry, for this is the Madison Street first, and then we'll...
Madison. Apologies.
Susan Alter.
Great. Thank you. Okay, moving on. The next item on our agenda is the approval of the minutes from our last joint review board meeting. If I can have a motion.
I move to approve the minutes of the August 28th, 2024 Madison Street TIF meeting.
Is there a second?
I guess I can, I have a correction, but I could, can I, should I second it?
Yep. Second, then we can discuss the change.
I'll second.
Okay. Second, any discussion?
Just the, for the adjournment, Tony was referred to as being from the township, but he was actually from Oak Park and River Forest Consolidated High School District 200.
Thank you. Are there any other comments or changes? So I will make that change. So pending, including that change, all in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the... main item on the agenda, our overview of the annual TIF report. So I will hand it over to Finance Director McAdams to just kind of go over the more financial pieces of the report, and then I can detail some of the project-specific pieces.
So, can you hear me? If you look at the report, obviously, on the on page... I can't tell what page of my screen, but if you look on section 3.1, kind of gives you an overview of page 7, gives you an overview of the revenues, expenditures, and the fund balance for the TIF fund, and the amount of total tax increment, which is probably what most want to know, and where we are in what activities we've had this year. In total, we've received $2,573,529 in property tax increments since the start of the TIF. If you further in the report, it will show you where we, the incremental, the frozen EAV from where we are now today. In this report, it goes through fiscal year 2022, but as of the most recent tax, we're now the equalization value now is at 18,649,696. This report valued it at, I'm just jumping for a minute because I think it's important to see that on page section 8 of the report. It's reporting fiscal year EAV was at 14,885,222. So in the last 2 years, you saw quite a big jump.
What was it? What did you say it is now at?
As of 2024, it is 18,649, 696. So that was, this is based on the 2023 reassessment of properties. So that's where you see the big jump.
Yeah, that's where I felt the big jump too.
Pardon?
I said that's where I felt the big jump too.
Yes, exactly. I think we all did, right? So that is on page 7, kind of gives you, and the fund balance right now is $1,536.27. A description of all the expenditures for the year are listed based on the category, which you can also look on page in section 3.2b, kind of gives you a itemized listing of all the expenditures. Any questions on that or any of the expenditures?
Yeah, I have a few. First of all, thank you for listing out the detailed expenses. That is something that I had requested a couple times, and I'm glad to see that it is. Just one more little thing. It would be helpful if they were categorized by how they're categorized in the report.
Okay.
Because sometimes the just the description of what it is, it's hard to figure out where it fits in. And I did figure it out, and it makes sense, and it all adds up. But that would just be helpful.
That's not hard, easy enough to
do that. Yeah. And okay, so one question in the capital outlay costs for demolition. I know that there's two different landscaping line items that fall into that. One to the Village of Forest Park for $3,008, and then a separate one to McAdams for $1,810. And I was just curious why we're paying Forest Park to do landscaping in River Forest.
Sure. So the village has a intergovernmental agreement with Forest Park. Forest Park isn't performing the landscaping itself, that they are paying, I believe, McAdams to do landscaping. So it's just kind of a pass through because of the contract for the landscaping is through Forest Park.
Okay. And then the first fence for the fencing around the vacant land of $55,000. I guess kind of just to add, like, wow, like that seems like a lot of, I mean, I realize it's a lot of lumber and lumber is expensive, but did that, like, and I can't remember, did that go out to bid or?
Yeah. Yes, I'm pretty sure that it did. I can try and look it up here because I remember that too. A lot of the cost associated with that is the concrete bases for each of the posts to try and keep it in place. Yes, that there was a competitive process for that project.
Okay.
Because yes, there definitely was, because I remember going out for like a pre-bid conference where different fencing companies were there to do it. I don't remember what the results of that were, how close the results were, but there was a competitive bid process for that.
Okay. And then for the asbestos removal, and this is just kind of a curiosity question, but why is there a Fifth Third Bank admin charge? Because the two things that made that up was paying the abatement company, Hussar, and then there's Fifth Third Bank of $1,760.
It's probably because we paid the credit card. We charged some things on the credit card, and the vendor ends up being Fifth Third. So does that make... That's probably not asbestos. It's a different charge. It's admin fees of some sort, either See, is it in the break?
Okay, so it might be a separate payment for asbestos remittance.
$17 I'm just trying to see if it's in the breakout here.
Yeah, it's in the fifth third bank admin.
No, I see the charge. It's the credit card. Our credit card is Fifth Third, so it was a charge. I'm just trying to see where we pulled it in. Oh, it's in.
I think that would have been because the larger amount for Hussar and Fifth Third add up to that the asbestos removal.
Oh.
There were I think before that larger contract there was a specific project that we had to through Hussar perform the work, but it was on our credit card, so that's why the vendor here comes up as Fifth Third Bank, but we will make sure we avoid that in the report moving forward.
Okay. And then, oh, and I don't know if this matters from a report standpoint, but on section 3.2B for Hussar abatement, it says asbestos instead of asbestos. I don't know if that matters from a standpoint of like report filing. I think this was already audited, so I'm assuming it doesn't.
This probably just obviously a mistake, but it's already been filed, so we'll correct it going forward.
Okay. I do have a question about the grant. So I don't know if this is the right time.
That'd be fine.
Sure. Okay. So I understand it's shown in section 3.1 that during this fiscal year, we received $99,679 of the grant for demolition. So that we received. And then in the comment in attachment D, it explains that the remainder will be received in fiscal year 2025. So my question is the remainder that we're expecting to receive going to be the full $250,321 to get up to the total up to $350,000 grant? Or is it the $215,000 that's shown as receivables and unavailable grant revenue on the combining balance sheet?
The latter.
Okay.
The reason for that, yes, the maximum amount of the grant that could have been reimbursed was $350,000. So the cost of some of the other expenditures here were not in the original scope of work for that grant. That full $350,000 was not spent under that scope of work. So that's
gotcha.
Where.
Okay. Okay. I thought that's what that meant, but I just wanted to make sure.
And the reason it takes a little bit to like close out the grants, even though a bulk of this, the demolition was complete in fiscal year 24, we didn't end up getting that reimbursement check until fall of 2024. So we have received it, but it just took a little bit for the reporting to be closed out.
Okay. And then the last question I have isn't about Madison Street, but since it's in the report last, I just noticed that there was, for the North Avenue TIF, the property tax last year, in last year's report, it was $87,260, and this year it's $267,128. That just seemed like a huge jump.
You're talking about the revenues?
Yeah.
The coming, I think partial, it's easier for me to duplicate it. And,
and if it's more appropriate to wait till the North Avenue discussion to talk about it, that's fine. It's just something I noticed.
It was on the, what page were you looking at? I'm sorry.
This is the combining schedule of revenues. It's part of the auditor's report. So it's page 4 of the auditor's report.
And you're comparing what?
So last year's auditor's report for property tax for North Avenue.
It's probably timing of collections and also the North Avenue. I have to, let me pull up my.
Yeah, because it was $87,260. Oh, and maybe
it's also depending, because even though the TIF was created at a certain point, the starting collections are a year in arrears, and it's also the timing. So it's almost 2 years since when it was established. But let me look at my other spreadsheet that I can.
Well, because I think the North Avenue TIF was established back in like
2018.
Yeah.
But revenues.
My guess is that's because the county receipt of the property taxes just was delayed and fell after that fiscal year.
Just looking at revenues.
Okay.
And also the increase in valuations. But
okay, yeah. So, yeah, it seems to be. I'm looking back like years prior and it was higher again. So I guess it must have.
The collections, 1 year we didn't receive some of the revenue until May. So that affects how we report it.
Okay.
I don't know if we recall, 1 year it wasn't due till May 3rd of 20. Forget. Because the county is, you know, they change their collection dates and then we have to all scramble.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, and then final thing, and I promise I will shut up. So I know that in last year's meeting, John had asked about how residents of the TIF districts were going to be advised of meetings and proceedings and kind of learning more about you know, being part of a TIF district and what it meant. And I know, you know, you had said you were going to look into that. So I was just wondering if any steps have been taken or what plans there are.
No, thank you. I guess I'd say no direct substantive steps have been taken in terms of the TIF district specific communication, but I think we've started to look more at direct mailing for certain things, to, in addition to the channels we have with e-news and social media and other stuff like that. And I think that those kind of targeted mailings might be more appropriate in the case here where it is just a specific geographic area. I don't have a firm plan for when those would go out in advance of the next cycle of billing, but it's definitely something we've been talking about. Sure.
You and I have talked that the township would like to work with the village, especially on the Madison Street TIF, to hold some community meetings. Because I, to that point I made at the last meeting, I think there needs to be better awareness. And the River Forest Civic Center Authority building is located in the TIF, which also I know many residents want to know what's happening with that building. So I think it would be in our mutual interest to plan those meetings sometime in the upcoming months.
Agreed.
Yeah, and I think even, I reached out to neighbors just to inform them of this meeting and, you know, that to afford them the opportunity to look at the packet and let me know if they had any questions. And I did get a lot of responses back of, wow, we had no idea that this even happened or there were these meetings. I think just even notification of the fact that there are reports that are available to look at and understand would be good too.
Thank you. Are there any other questions regarding the TIF annual report? Again, this was for the period of May of 23 through April 2024. Madison Street TIF District had a lot of activities specific to the demolition project that we kind of detailed. So that's where most of those expenditures were. If there are no further questions, it's public comment. All right. And then the last item is just our next or welcome, Dr. Conant.
I was going to apologize, Matt, for my late arrival.
No, you're okay. I noted it. Thank you for
noting my presence.
For coming. So I have the next meeting.
I'm sorry. So back to public comment then. So I think the last time I also asked about the contractor services that was part of the last report, which was fiscal year 2023. And I had asked about when that report was going to be made publicly available. Do we have an update on getting the contract report that was listed in the fiscal 23 report that we voted on in the August meeting?
So I believe that the report or the consultant work that you're referring to for that would have been part of our village-wide traffic study and or some of the work that was associated with the proposed zoning text amendments from Housie Levine Associates. So in terms of a deliverable for that item, I do have kind of what that recommendation was. It wasn't approved or enacted, but we do have that case. But I think it was probably mostly the village-wide traffic study that was part of that, which is publicly available. Unless there was another.
So does that mean I'm looking up the fiscal year 23 report, the $85,765, was that a percentage of the village-wide traffic report or versus a dedicated expense that was charged to the TIF? Because it was only charged to the Met. I have the fiscal year 23 report up. And I believe I had asked a question about that the last time. And it would, I mean, it's kind of just goes back to Susan's earlier and my both our points about we probably need some very specific communications about the TIF from village-wide communications because most people don't understand what they are. Or I mean, obviously when they were formed, there was some communications, but we need probably more up-to-date communications about what's happening, what the vision is, what some of the options are. As I said, and you and I have already talked that we would be happy to work with you on crafting some of that and making sure that it gets disseminated out to the residents. But I think we do need to make sure that we have some like FAQs or something similar on the website so that people can find resources of all the stuff, not only just the financial reports, but like what have we considered or what's on the horizon.
Yeah, I will have to check exactly what that consulting was to confirm what that was. I apologize for not having that. Okay. Well, if there's no other comments about the Madison Street TIF District, I'll entertain a
motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Let me just move my papers around, and then we'll just hop right into the North Avenue TIF District.
I know.
Well, I'm sorry.
Honestly.
It was in 3-2A, section 1. It just says contractual services, and then hold on. Yeah, it just says contractual services and stuff like that. So I think that's why I think I asked the question. I said, it's not the IGA or anything like that. So it's like, here's the corresponding.
Hi, Tony, can you still hear us?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes. Great.
All right. Good.
Yeah, the computer just went dead for a second, so I was hoping we didn't lose you. Okay. Well, I will call the special meeting of the Joint Review Board for the North Avenue TIF District meeting to order. It is 6:28. I will go through the roll call. If you could state your name just for the record, I would appreciate it. Village of River Forest, Matt Walsh is present. County of Cook. River Forest Township.
John Beckford, River Forest Township Supervisor.
Triton District 504.
Garrick Abazition.
Thank you. River Forest School District 90.
Ed Condon present.
Thank you. OPRF District 200.
Tony Arbogast.
But the speaker. Great.
It's back up, man.
I'm going to record on my phone, too.
What are you looking for?
Just the computer is dying.
Yours died?
It's the safe one, supposedly. The one in the wall. All right, Tony, your audio may be going in and out. If you can even hear me now, I'm recording on my phone, too, as a backup in case the Zoom does not capture the audio.
Okay. Yep. Tony Arbogast from OPRF here.
The update that we just...
I think it just pushed out the update.
I mean, I lost everything. I didn't lose it, but...
Okay. Well, River Forest Park District, present and public member.
Constantine.
All right. Thank you all for coming. The next item on the agenda is... the approval of the minutes from the August 28th, 2024 meeting. Is there a...
I move to approve the minutes of the August 28th, 2024 North Avenue TIF District.
Second.
Thank you. Are there any comments or changes? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. A motion passes. And we'll move on to the overview of the annual TIF report.
As we look again at the 2024 annual report, if you look in section 3-1, page that, John, you want to help me with page numbers?
Section
7 again. You can see that this year, as we already discussed a little bit, we received $267,128 in tax increment. We have a total of 886,683 collected in the life of the TIF, and based with interest, and we've had a little, so our total deposited has been $305,050. Fund balance in the account, in the fund, is $702,101. And if you jump to page 32B, you'll see the expenditures that occurred this fiscal year.